Today, 5 reasons why home prices will fall in 2024. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, World Notice Post, covering finance and property news. Well, in this show, we examine the main reasons why it's likely property prices will fall next year. This is a counterpoint to my earlier show, which went through the 5 reasons why they will rise, as trotted out by the property spruikers. In summary, the risks from higher unemployment or a recession, the exit of property investors, higher delinquency and defaults, higher mortgage rates for longer, and dire housing affordability are all reasons why prices could fall in 2024. And let's be clear, shall we? The great Australian dream of owning a home is now totally out of reach. Many who were pulled into the market in recent years are in strife to the point where rental costs have gone through the roof and tent cities are becoming a thing. In fact, the very soul of Australia is decaying, unfortunately. That is, unless you are fortunate enough to have family wealth or an existing property portfolio, which could now potentially fall in value. The first reason prices may fall is that housing affordability is shot for many. Real household disposable incomes, that is after tax, have in real terms gone backwards in the past decade or more. Not only has the real tax take risen thanks to frozen tax bans, but inflation now also means households are spending more than ever on essentials, and the RBA rate hikes have driven mortgage repayments significantly higher, with more fixed rates going to floating rates through 2024. And rents have also risen. These trends show through in our household surveys, and now more than 70% of renters and 50% of mortgage holders are in cash flow stress. It also means that first-time buyers are facing the least affordable landscape ever as borrowing power is slashed. Thus, while property demand is high, the number who can afford to buy is falling, leading potentially to a fall in prices. And in fact, the OECD shows that Australian disposable income to home prices is at its worst level ever. And it's particularly dire for the 3/4 of Australians who live in major cities. Sydney, for example, is the second least affordable city on earth to buy a property, trailing only Hong Kong. That's according to the 2023 Demographia International Housing Affordability Survey. So Australia has made home ownership virtually unattainable for almost anyone without family wealth. The second reason is bank policy. As I discussed yesterday, banks have bent over backwards to continue to lend and to extend and pretend when mortgage holders are in difficulty. So while the debt burden is higher than ever and world-leading, according to the OECD, many households can only purchase by leveraging up. When rates were ultra-low, thanks to the RBA stupidity, and politicians were then openly encouraging people to enter the market, with low deposit levels, many were enticed in and now are totally in hock to the banks as rates are rising. The first signs of higher delinquency are in fact emerging, and if rates stay high, we can expect defaults to follow. In fact, forced sales are already occurring as banks bring pressure on stressed homeowners to sell to repay their mortgages. This is different from the bank foreclosing, by the way, which means banks can continue to report low losses for now. But as this works through, expect more forced sales and price drops, especially in high-stressed areas. The third reason is bank-related too. The RBA took the cash rate to very low levels through COVID and then kept them there for way too long. The central bank also handed cheap funds to the banks via the Term Funding Facility, the TFF. The idea was to encourage banks to lend more. And whilst they did to an extent, much of the TFF was parked back at the central bank, earning, more recently, up 4%, providing a windfall support to bank profits. But now these funds are being repaid, and bond rates have moved higher, although they have come back a little from their peaks back in October. So banks are experiencing margin compression, which means their ability to cut mortgage rates, even if the RBA moves to cut, and remember the RBA says inflation won't be in target band until 2025, it's potentially limited. As a result, we can expect mortgage rates to stay higher for longer, even if the RBA starts cutting through 2024. And this puts more pressure on households, and the longer those pressures remain, the more likely it is that properties will be listed for sale and prices will fall. The fourth reason stems from one third of property being held by investors, and they've been subjected to rate rises too on property that's often deliberately leveraged up. And while some of this can be passed on to tenants, one reason why rental costs have shot up, these are limited. In my survey, a record number of investors are now in negative cash flow, and with limited or no capital appreciation, some have started to list their investment properties for sale. One particular hotspot is in Melbourne. The chart here shows the proportion of investment properties underwater from a net cash flow perspective. This increase in listings is already putting downward pressure on property prices, according to the latest CoreLogic. And this is also a factor in the weaker Tasmanian market, where stress is high and rents have hit a ceiling. Investors, of course, can compare the performance of property against term deposits paying a firm 5% or equity markets. And many are seeking to capitalize on these alternatives. So I believe considering property as an investment class, complete with tax breaks, is one of the root causes of the current excess in values. And so if enough investors switch out of property, prices will fall, and potentially the supply of rental property will also decline too. The final reason is Australia may well be experiencing recessionary forces in the economy thanks to higher RBA policy rates, China's slowing economy, and other international factors. If oil prices rise and energy prices stay high, this is going to slow employment growth. Even now, there are early signs of rising unemployment, especially if we look at the Roy Morgan data. And I've argued the ABS data is lagging reality thanks to a range of factors, including census updates and sampling rotation. You can see my separate show about that if you want more detail. At the current migration settings, we need to create around 35,000 new jobs each and every month to keep the employment rate steady. But the RBA is expecting unemployment to rise ahead. And if it does, more people will be forced to sell their property because many households require full incomes and then some to pay their mortgages. So the lagging employment indicator could well be a signal of potential price falls ahead. So in summary, the risks from higher unemployment or recession, the exit of property investors, higher delinquency and defaults, higher mortgage rates for longer, and dire housing affordability are all reasons why prices could well fall in 2024. Now, of course, the actual trajectory of home prices will vary across states and locations and types of property, and averages mask important differences, which is why in our modelling we go granular down to a postcode level and also consider various scenarios based on the relative weightings of the positive drivers to price we discussed yesterday and the downward drivers that we looked at today. So the answer overall is, well, it depends. But two final points worth making. Against long-term averages of income to house prices, we are 40% over trend. So the bias, in my view, is to the downside. And while history has shown prices do move both up and down, the excessive money supply created by bad central bank and government policy has inflated all asset values, including housing. Thus, we could well continue to see more upside swings, especially as central banks focus more on financial stability than inflation control. But the value of your dollar essentially has been cut in half in recent years. So perhaps rather than thinking about the paper value of asset growth, we should consider the real purchasing power of your dollar. Do that, and it's easy to see how warped the value of everything has become. Perhaps to the point the debt bomb cannot be diffused, which means ahead your dollar will be worth ever less, even if home prices go higher. Frankly, it's a mess. And in my next show in this series, we're going to look at this broader landscape and how this might be fixed. And to be clear, my bias is to continue to think that home prices will fall ahead. So no, I haven't lost that faith. But I also am a realist, bearing in mind all the factors we discussed yesterday, from governments through to the industry itself. Thus, it's quite clear that the future movement of prices is unclear. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.